Hello.
Hi, good morning, Carolyn. It's Ruth from Family First. I see I missed your call this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me... Okay, are you there?
Yes.
The aide didn't come.
So let me see if... So we weren't going to send someone. I mean, we were looking for someone. Let me see if Sarah found someone.
No, you...
Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, so it seems like Sarah has someone, but that person is not responding as to when she can start. So we're
what?
Still at
that. You guys keep giving me a different story. I want to talk to Sarah because she seems to have all the information and you keep going back and forth.
Right,
I
because
need to talk.
Okay, not a problem. Let me see if she's available.
Oh, didn't she just talk to you?
Yes, but I have to see if she's on another call or if she, you know, if she got busy in the meantime. Hold on. Okay, Sarah is on the other line. Did you have any specific questions?
Where is the aide? Yes. You're supposed to send an aide this morning at 8:30. That's the last thing I heard. Now you don't even know that she's not here.
So I'm not sure why you were thinking that we're sending someone down first thing in the morning.
No.
Carolyn,
no,
what I was telling you is that we'll try our best to find someone to come in the morning, but I didn't say that we can actually guaranteed to send someone down. You know, that only depends on if we find someone or not.
You told me you had someone, and you also actually told me her name, that she'd be here this morning. You know, you guys took this case, and now you can't find an aide. That's not right.
So
that's
we actually
right.
had, Carolyn, do you want to listen to me or not?
I'm listening.
Okay, so we actually, when we got the authorization, we had a caregiver for you, right, Kiara? And
yes.
Then once she was supposed to start, she wasn't answering the phone. We were trying to reach her, trying to text her, everything, and she wasn't, you know, she wasn't answering. So it was really out of our hands. We thought that, you know, it's going to be all set. She's going to be the caregiver. She's going to be the aide. But then when she wasn't answering, there was nothing we could do about it other than, you know, try to find someone else. So then Sarah went ahead. She worked very hard, and she found a different girl that was interested, but then she didn't answer her on when she wants to start. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but you ask her when she can start when you have her on the phone.
So
you tell her when she's supposed to start, which is today.
Okay, so she is not answering the phone. So, you know, we can keep on trying, and we can try to find someone else.
I'm going to call my coordinator, because I can't keep doing this. You take the case, and then I get all these excuses. The person's not answering their phone. You found somebody else. You didn't find somebody else. You know, maybe you guys should have taken this case, because you're not finding the aide. I'm laying here again without help. Again. Put yourself in my place, okay? I hear what you're saying, but it's not panning out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah doesn't come to the phone. You know, you go back and forth with her, but yet she's not available. That doesn't sound like a professional place at all. Oh, God, help me, please. Help me, help me, help me. This is making me crazy.
I'm
77 years old. I'm 77 years old. This is more than my brain can take. You know, this is your business, not mine. And I thought, I know what I heard. You said you had someone, you even told me their name, that was coming this morning. I did not. I can't remember that. You should remember that.
Because I don't remember such information. We didn't have anyone to come down, and I wouldn't
lie
to you.
Yes, you did. Well, that wouldn't have worked with me if you told me you're looking. You told me you had someone who's coming this morning. The hours are 8:30 to 2:30, and that's what you know. So to tell me you waited to see when they can start, that's what you find out when you're on the phone with them. If they want the case, they'll know when they can start.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing to look for people, but you must have a list of people that you can find. You mean only one person, you know, applies for the job, and that's not having enough aides for your cases.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about, because I've been through this before, and I know how this is supposed to work, and this is not coming out right to me. You all hurried up and called my coordinator to look for the authorization day in and day out, and now you got the authorization, and I have not had one aide from your company at all. So you tell me, how would you feel?
Well, Karen, I can't tell you what to do. I'm very sorry about the situation. I don't think there's anything more I can do to help you, other than we are.
Why did you take the case? How could you tell me something like that? Now I'm stuck.
Carolyn, as I told you, right, we had this aide that was going to start, and then she decided that she's not going to answer the phone for whatever reason. Right? Was it in our hands or not?
Oh, God. Well, it's on your end to do something, okay? It's on your end. I don't know how your company works.
So we're working on it, Carolyn. We're working on it. Okay.
Oh, God. You know, I'm about in tears right now, because I have to eat. I'm a diabetic. I can't get out of the bed, you know. And how do you expect me to act? I'm losing my mind here, you know. I can't keep going on like this.
Well, I'm so sorry. I really, really hope we're going to find someone to come over today. But I'm not, you know, I can't say anything because I don't know.
Well, only you know if you're looking. I don't know. I can only go by what you tell me.
Looking doesn't mean actually finding. Looking does, you know, it could mean finding, but it doesn't have to mean finding. So what we are doing is we are looking, right?
Okay, let me see what else that I can do here. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.